One of the ways you can do it is you have to become a real estate entrepreneur. If you're a real estate agent and you're a successful real estate agent, then you're generating cash flow that you need to be investing in other assets that will in turn pay you for the long run. So you know real estate, you understand it, you understand hopefully income properties at the single family residential level, maybe duplexes, triplexes, quads. So if you're helping and assisting your clients buy those properties, you absolutely should be investing in those properties for yourself. So what you want to do is you want to become a real estate entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? You create value. You create opportunities, you solve problems. So one of the things that a lot of real estate agents face is they don't have retirement plans or retirement income. So you want to be building that opportunity for yourself. You want to invest in assets. And one of the biggest opportunities you have, one of the best assets for you to invest in is real estate. You understand it. You know the rules, laws, regulations, and keep it simple. It's dollars in, dollars out. Income minus expenses equals your net profit. You put a down payment on that. You have debt service that you have to pay, so you're gonna have a return on that invested capital. That's what it's all about. What's the return on the down payment you're putting on a property if it's a long-term rental or if it's a flip? A lot of people think, well, if I build a spec house for $300,000 and I borrow $250,000 and I sell it and make $50,000, a lot of people think their return on that investment is on the $250,000. It's really not. It's on the down payment of $50,000 that you put down. So if you make $50,000 on a $50,000 down payment, that's 100% return. If you make $25,000 on that $50,000 down payment, then it's a 50% return. So the return is on the down payment that you put in the property. As a real estate agent, you already understand those things. So one of the best ways to increase your income, increase your sales without having to increase the amount of people you work with and time that you spend in the business is to become a real estate entrepreneur and start investing yourself. That's number one. Number two, you want to work with investors and developers. That's how you can really learn the business and you can really get yourself into some opportunity is by serving investors and serving developers. So as a real estate agent, you should absolutely be thinking about becoming a real estate entrepreneur. You should be investing, you should be getting in the game and building your wealth, building your portfolio, building your income so that you don't have to work the world of real estate transactions forever. You can obviously do that career long term. It's a great career to be in because you can do it for the rest of your life as long as you want to, but you don't want to have to rely on transactional volume, transactional income. You want to make sure that you have residual income coming in and or a pile of cash that you've built up by investing, developing, buying, and selling over the years.